Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. If you haven't seen the Texas Parks and Wildlife television series, you're missing out. The show's executive producer, Richard Roberts, says the program scheduled the week of May 7th is a prime example of the series' diverse offerings.
That program encapsulates the diversity of what's going on with Texas Parks and Wildlife. We do a story about the CCC and their involvement in state parks. We do a little short segment in the series called Outdoor Info, and that week we're talking about how to pick out a tent. So depending on what type of camping you're doing, we can direct you to the right type of tent. There's a little state park profile in there about Benson Rio Grande Valley State Park, one of the sites for the World Birding Center down in the valley. We also profile a very interesting guy, Gerald Stewart, who has a business where he produces and sells animal calling tape. So it's just fascinating to watch this guy who spent his whole life basically getting as close to wildlife as possible, calling them in to within just feet of him at times. That's a neat story. We end every program with a little series called Postcards from Texas, which we really sort of based on the CBS Sunday morning show, where it's sort of a little breather at the end of the show where we just show 30 seconds or so of just some great wildlife shots from around the state, just showing off the natural beauty of Texas.
Consult your local listings for stations, days, and times, or log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.